Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 21st, 2015 edition of the Sandton and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Now, just 2 weeks about after Patch Tuesday, Microsoft has another patch for us, and that's MS-1578. It does fix a vulnerability in the Adobe Type Manager library, or ATMFD.dll. This is part of that OpenType font driver set that has caused a lot of issues in the past. Well, actually, MS-1577, the last patch off the Patch Tuesday set this month, did patch just this library. Now, the kind of interesting thing here is that this is another vulnerability that was released as part of the hacking team breach. So essentially details and exploits for the vulnerability are publicly known, and this is why we sort of rated it between critical and patch. Now, Microsoft hasn't detected any exploitation yet, but with so much details being available in the public, you should expect exploitation soon, at the very least in targeted attacks. And the other twist to this is that MS-1578 does replace MS-1577. So if you haven't rolled out MS-1577 yet, you really should roll out MS-1578 yet. And the vulnerability being addressed in MS-1577 was actually already being exploited. So certainly push this patch out rather sooner than later. Your only other alternative is to disable this library, but this could cause some fonts from being prevented from being rendered. A little bit hard to predict what will happen if you do that. So I would only suggest that if you're really paranoid, well, and maybe paranoid is good in this case because this library has had a number of vulnerabilities in the past. So probably this wasn't the last time there is a vulnerability that's going to be discovered in this library. And the hacking team exploits that were leaked so far are certainly being used. FireEye is reporting that it saw a couple of attacks against Japanese sites. In one case, a Japanese hospitality website was infected, and visitors were redirected to a hacking team exploit against Flash. So this is a critical couple of weeks here where you really have to wrestle with a couple of big vulnerabilities that are being exploited and the complex patching to go along with it, with Flash, with Java, with the various Microsoft Office programs and the like being affected by these hacking team exploits. But this leak with Hacking Team is not just helping the bad guys, also helping the good guys. Rook Security came up with a little scanner tool that you can use to check if you are infected with the Hacking Team remote control exploit that has been sold to various governments. Now, if you ever wonder how these Flash vulnerabilities are actually being exploited, the Google Project Zero blog has an interesting example with a little bit an older Flash bug from back in May, how it can be exploited and how someone can essentially create a malicious Flash file that will execute arbitrary code by exploiting this older bug. This older bug sort of confused some types, and that's sort of led to the vulnerability that was CVE-2015-3077. And of course, there's a lot of attention that people pay to drones these days. So no surprise that Hacking Team, together with Boeing, was working on a drone that would deliver exploits via Wi-Fi or other wireless means. That's sort of a logic extension, if you think about it, of just Wi-Fi war driving, war flying, or what we have seen there in the past, just to deliver essentially a drone. Now, the problem here may have been how to get the drone to actually stay stationary over a target at a sufficient low height without being recognized. Not 100% sure how close a drone would have to be to the target in order to exploit it via Wi-Fi. Remember, in this case, if you actually want to deliver an exploit, you don't just want to receive a signal. That would possibly be possible from a relatively high distance, far distance with the right antenna, but you actually want to connect to a wireless access point or the like, which usually requires a little bit a shorter distance. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.